Hey everybody, welcome to the Stewie Starts Podcast, episode 6. Six rhymes with dicks. And speaking of a dick, I've got a fucking co-host today. Say hi, Kirsty. Nobody cares about you. Right, let's start the intro. Start the intro, Kirsty. Say it.
Start the intro.
Say it with a bit of fucking balls about you.
Start the intro.
No, I said start it. Right, so straight away I got distracted by Kirsty's beauty that I forgot to tell you what this fucking episode is all about. This episode is about relationships, and my co-host Kirsty is going to give her thoughts about what it's like being with me, and I'm going to give my thoughts about what it's like being with her. So the first thing I'm going to say is I may have to apologise for the noise because I've got a fucking wild cat right now and she's just running around like a fucking mad woman.
She's not wild. She just had to sleep. What do you expect?
Kirsty, she runs around this house like her ass is on fire.
But have you seen what she's doing now?
Yeah, she's playing with food. Eat the fucking thing.
She keeps putting it under the sofa and then trying to get it back out.
Right, Kirsty's mic control as well. She looks away from the mic and speaks. When you speak, you have to...
Oh. There we
go. It's your first time, everybody. Don't judge her. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about relationships, what it's like being with each other. And I think the best way to start this is if you just introduce yourself, Kirsty.
Why? What do you want to know?
Well, who you are, what you do for a living, that kind of thing, you know?
Oh, that's like applying for a job interview, isn't it?
My
name is Kirsty. I am in my 30s. And my
Can you elaborate more on that?
But I'm younger than you anyway.
Late 30s?
I'm not late 30s.
Right, she's lying to you, everyone. She's fucking 50.
No, I'm not. You'd be wishing. And I work for the NHS. Studying at the moment to be a children's nurse. Qualify in June. Woohoo!
There you go. What's your bra size?
Not telling you. You should know that anyway. How long have we been together?
Fuck you asking me?
Well, yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning into the podcast. Tune in next week where we... 7 years, I'm going to go. No, hang on, two...
What year?
Huh?
What year?
What do you mean, what year?
What year did you meet me?
Are we starting a podcast now? Are we talking about relationships now?
Well, I don't know. You were just saying there. And you still haven't answered the question of how long we're together. So what year did we meet? If that's easier.
2016.
No, 2017. We met. I think we spoke in 2016. Do you remember what month?
No, what? Right? I'm fucking... Right? That's the end of the podcast, everybody. Tune in to next one where we'll be talking about cats. Why am I on the spot?
Well, no, you should know this shit.
But you sure you know I've got fucking amnesia?
Amnesia?
Dementia?
Do you even know what amnesia is? You just look like a deer caught in headlights, blinded.
Amnesia? It's where you forget things?
No, it's usually after an accident, isn't it?
Amnesia?
Yeah.
Wait, you get amnesia after an accident?
You lose your memory.
Well, then, there you go.
Yeah, but...
I was right.
You meant to lose everything. Like, you can't remember me.
No. Who are you? Why is there a cat running around here like it's fucking asses on fire? Yes, you, Tabby. I think you should Google what amnesia is, just in case we're both wrong here and people are sitting in Ghana.
Are you doubting my information source? My brain?
What?
Are you doubting what I say? But anyway, I'll Google it just to fact.
Just to fact?
No, to fact correct. What's it called? You know, like sourcing facts.
Yeah, you source your fucking facts. Right? I don't know the facts.
Gotta be right. So yeah, amnesia is a memory deficit that can be caused by brain damage or disease or by the use of certain drugs. So losing memories, like information and experiences or identity. So technically, if you can remember me, but you don't remember the date, is that right? Have you got amnesia? Have you got brain damage?
Well, I've definitely got brain damage, I know that.
Shocker. Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, why are you fucking with me then?
I don't know.
Relationship. We're talking about relationship. So, I think, right, do we go straight in? No, I think what I'm going to do is do what I normally do. So I'm just going to give you my thoughts about what I've been up to recently. I did a wedding last night, and it was where was it? Connor's Quay. You ever been to Connor's Quay, Kirsty?
I've heard of it. I think I've been, like, as a child, not to visit it, probably to, like, a football match or something.
The only reason a child would go to visit Connor's Quay is to visit his dad in jail.
No jail. Definitely not.
Okay. Yeah, it's, you know, Queensbury.
Yeah.
It's literally near there.
Not far then.
No, I don't really get to see that much of it. It was, like, I drove off, once you go off the A road or the drug carriageway, it's just pretty much a straight line down, and then it was some sort of naval place. Like on the outside, it was like a fucking TARDIS. On the outside, it didn't look that big. I thought it was going to be like a tiny community hall, whatever. But turns out it had a massive fucking hall. So, I went there for Sarah and Josh's wedding, and it was only a 3-hour break, and so it wasn't there that long. And it was good fun. I was busy. So the idea, right, was to walk around and draw people. And because it was only 3 hours, I always draw the immediate family first. So bride, mother, father, you know, that kind of thing. and then for some reason, I just did the whole 3 hours. I was just at that top table and everybody just kept fucking like switching chairs at the queue. Mm-hmm. They were basically like queuing on the top table. And then I stayed there for like fucking 3 hours and just drew my ass off, and yeah, so and then the problem I have is 3 hours is not enough.
Not if you have a big wedding. If you have a small wedding, it's probably all right, isn't it?
Yeah, the only reason I have the 3-hour package is because it's the cheapest one and people can't afford to go 4 hours or full day, so that's why I keep it there. But it's like you got 100 people in a room or 150 or whatever, and in 3 hours, you're talking maybe 33 to 39 people being drawn out of 120. So there's a lot. Tabby, anybody want a bad cat?
That was a really graceful leap then.
Anybody
it?
Want a bad cat? The link is going to be in the description.
I do wonder. She's just staring me out. She's got tired eyes now, though. She might go for a nap. She may do.
No.
Yeah, she's settling down now.
This whole fucking podcast, this episode was supposed to be about relationships, and Tabby,
But Tabby is technically part of our relationship.
Yeah, she's the second pain in my fucking... But yeah, see, there we go. Lost track. Oh, she comes back now. Like, Give me attention. Don't be eating that XLR cable.
I think she's...
In fact, eat it.
I think she's like the neediest cat.
Oh, Tabby.
But then I've probably made her like that, haven't I? Maybe.
Okay, so yeah, so I did that wedding, and other than that, I haven't been up too much from the last podcast because I did it yesterday, didn't I?
Friday, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, no, Saturday.
Yeah, well, so I haven't done anything apart from getting ready for the wedding and then doing the wedding and then sorting this bloody podcast out. So the microphones came yesterday, so I had two microphones and I was testing them out, and then the XLR cables came today, which is why this sound may be a little bit different from my other ones. So I got a mixer and the headphone jack doesn't fit my headphones that I've got, so I'm literally
winging it.
And then I'm going to try my best, so apologies if this sound quality isn't the best, but I am working on it, and once I get headphones, then yeah, it'll be better. But yeah, so that's what I've been up to recently. What have you been up to recently, Kirsty?
What, as in, like, work? I worked all week.
Doing what?
So I've been on placement for 3 days, which is in an outpatient's clinic, so different clinics, and then I've actually worked my proper job, and that's helping mums and little babies, so I've done that.
So... For anybody who doesn't know, what the hell does placement mean?
So, placement is a part of my university degree on becoming a nurse. So, I have to do so many hours on placement.
I'm currently looking at my cat's fucking ass crack.
So, I have to do 770 hours of placement before June next year. it's harder than what actually you think it is, because you think, oh, well, that's fine. But I'm working as well. So I'm studying and working. So it's very, very busy, but it's fine.
So for anybody who's doing a nursing degree, what advice would you give to them?
That's hard.
I mean, how long is the nursing degree?
Well, a full-time nursing degree is 3 years long if you went to university. I'm like a mature student and I'm actually doing it through my health board, which means I get paid and my university fees are paid for them as well. So in some senses, that's good because I'll have no debt when I come out of it, but it's longer because I'm doing it part-time. So I work 2 days a week, which is my job within the NHS, and then I do 3 days of my nursing degree. So it can be quite full-on, but we roll with it. Just keep going. You definitely have your dips. It's a journey, but the end is in sight. I've got 8 months left, and I can't wait.
So what's the hardest part of the whole degree?
Probably the theory bit, because I don't like it. I like to be on placement. I learn as I go along, like experiencing things rather than sitting at a computer and writing stupid essays, because I think they're just stupid.
Oh, tell me more about this essay thing you're talking about. I pushed a button there. What's wrong with an essay?
I just don't like it. I'm a mathy kind of person.
A what?
Like I've got a mathy brain. Numbers come easy to me.
Right.
Whereas English is harder. No.
Didn't just find out you're on the spectrum, Kirsty?
Maybe. I don't know. But so I have an exam coming up. I think it's next week. And that's about medicine calculations. And I'm not worried about that. But this is why I don't talk to you about it.
I'm only joking.
No, because it's really annoying.
Oh, fuck. And there we go. So this has been Stu's Thoughts Podcast. And and then again, have you any advice for anybody who's doing it?
Just roll with it. Enjoy. Try. You'll kind of know during that time of being in placement.
fucking cat.
You do one.
We're trying to do this is a fucking episode podcast.
Is you'll find out where you don't want to work after. Like you might enjoy loads of places.
She's been sleeping all day. Right, shall we just change this podcast to fucking What It's Like Owning a Cat?
Yeah, it'll probably be better, to be fair.
Right, this podcast has changed to, no, we'll keep it, we'll keep up for a future episode. Bet you she'll sleep the whole way fucking through that as well.
Yeah, I think so. Welcome to our house.
Oh no, crazy. So what are you going to do after June, do you say? When you finish?
I want a holiday. That's what I want.
Right.
But I will be in a new role, but I'm not sure what that role will be. My health board has to find me a job, so I'm not actually worried about it. I don't actually physically have to go and apply for jobs, because I've got to work in my health board for 2 years after qualifying, otherwise I have to pay my fees. So I'm doing children's nursing, so anything children nursing-based jobs.
Well, there you go. I draw cartoons for a living and talk shit on the radio.
I know.
There you go. So apart from work, what else have you been up to?
Been for a couple of runs with my friend, because we've been trying to get in a bit of a routine before winter comes.
Is that when you hibernate?
Yeah. I think I've hibernated for about a year now. But running, did that twice, been for a walk, been shopping with my mum, and then watched things like Great British Bake Off.
For anybody who doesn't know, what is Great British Bake Off?
It's a competition where people bake and then they get eliminated each week until there's one person left and they're the greatest baker in UK.
Do they bake themselves? Is it like a war thing where like they get put in this cage and then one person has to fucking bake the other person? Hang on, I'm on something here. And it's like to the death, and whoever fucking bakes the person, you know, that person's dead, and then all of a sudden fucking, you know,
Sounds really stupid.
No, I think that's good. You go into a cage, you have like a man size oven.
I can just see your cogs turning and like you're off on Neo Planet then.
Yeah, I'm onto something here. Like, if you think about it, right, Bake Off, you would have to change the name to Bake them or something.
Yeah, but
and then
DJ.
No, hang on, let me finish. I'm talking about the greatest show that's about to hit the fucking the earth. So you have a cage. You got two bakers, and then one's in the red corner, one's in the yellow, in the red, the blue corner, red and blue corner, and there's a man size. What do you bake stuff with? An oven.
Yeah.
Right, a man size oven, and then you just have to like try and get each other into the oven. You know, like a wrestling match, and then whoever gets put in the oven and then baked.
Yeah, but who tastes it?
The guy that gives people handshakes.
Well,
the grey-haired guy.
I like the different recipes. I'm quite a good baker myself, but I don't think I'm bake-off level.
Tell everybody about the fucking cake. Tell everybody about the cake you made for Christmas.
Yeah, but majority of my cakes. Yeah, but it did taste nice, though.
She said she's... She just said there in front of everybody, she said that she's a great baker.
I didn't say that I was a great baker, but I bake. I bake desserts for Christmas. Christmas lunch.
And what happened one Christmas, Kirsty?
Well, one Christmas, I put the... When I bake, I put the cake tin upside down so it's easier for the cake to come out. Instead of lifting into the tin to get it out. So the cake is on the lid, effectively. And I made a Black Forest gâteau. It looked very, very nice, didn't it? I think you helped me decorate it. Might have been one of the first years that we had Christmas together, I'm going to say. Because you were really into it. And the rest of the years, you haven't been bothered.
That sounds about right.
Anyway, Christmas Day, we went to leave our house to travel up to my mum's to spend Christmas there. And I didn't put the lid on properly on the cake, so... I took the cake out of the fridge and the lid fell out and the cake fell on the floor.
Do you still have a picture of that?
No, probably not.
She has a picture of that. That'll be on Stewie Starts podcast Facebook page.
But I had literally just cleaned the floor, so we scooped it up, put it in the tin and made everyone eat it. But I think it tastes nice.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
No one died. No one got E. coli or anything, did they? So it's fine.
What do you mean it's fine? I had the shits until New Year's Eve.
Don't lie.
That is a lie. It was nice, to be honest. What other cakes do you like to bake?
Brownies.
I've never had one of them.
But yeah, you
have. When have you ever fucking made a brownie?
When your mum came over, we had brownies.
Did we?
Yeah. I used to bake all the time, but now, like, every time I bake, you're like, I don't want it, I don't really like cake, so I don't really bake that much now, because it's only me that eats it otherwise.
Well, how about you bake a fucking banoffee pie?
Because I don't like bananas.
Well, then there you go. Banoffee pie is like my... Or banoffee cake is like my favourite cake of all time.
Maybe.
And somebody said to me one time about carrot cake.
I like carrot cake.
Well, I thought, it's got fucking carrots in it. It's not going to be nice. And carrot cake's actually quite nice, isn't it?
It's because you put cinnamon and stuff in there, so you don't really taste the carrot cake. And I like the frosting bit, because it's like cream cheese.
Is that what the white stuff is at the top?
Cream cheese and icing sugar.
Yeah. I would lick that off a nun's... forgot you were my girlfriend there. I would very much enjoy that from a plate or a bowl of some description. No offense to any nuns that's listening. What's that fucking one you always do, and it's like yellow and it's got that white stuff at the top?
Lemon meringue cheesecake.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here, I sound so fucking dumb, don't I? Like, but I'm not really much of a cake eater, though. Like, when do I ever eat anything sweet after a meal?
Well,
after a succulent meal.
You do, yeah, but you don't really eat meals, though, I'd argue. Like, you're a snacker, aren't you? You're a grazer. There's always, like, Christmas.
Who the fuck you call a snacker?
There's always, like, sweet.
You want to go at it? You want to go at it? Don't you ever call me a snacker again? That sounds so rude, though. You're a snacker.
But you are, though.
No, well, my main meal every... Because obviously I'm always out, aren't I, doing fucking stuff. So, like, my main meal is always, like, a healthy sort of salad. why is that so funny?
I don't know. You just have to cut that bit. But you don't... I think it's only recently that you've been more into healthy stuff. And a salad...
I've been eating salads for, like, the last fucking year or two.
But you, like, cover it in dressings and stuff, and that's not really healthy, is it?
I'll tell you what I do, right? I go to the, like... Sometimes I'll go to, like, Tesco's, and then I'll get, like, two meal deals. And it's, you know, like, the pot of, like, fucking mozzarella. I can't remember what it's called, but it's, like, it's a salad, basically, and it's not big enough. So I fucking buy two, and I put them both in the same bowl.
Oh, And then you have a massive salad.
Do you know what's really odd, right? If I eat, say I'm out and I can't eat salads, I'll eat like, say, a burger or something like that, right? If I'm on the road or whatever and then I'm doing that for a couple of days, like, I'll just shit like a normal person. And then whenever I go to the office and I buy a salad, it's mad how fucking fast it happens. Like, as soon as I finish the salad, my ass is just like fucking, I'm about to explode.
Are we literally going to talk about shit right now?
Well, I've got something to tell you. I forgot to say this in the last podcast. So I went out for a run the other day. Did I tell you about this? No.
No.
Right, okay. So I went out for a run the other day. And yay, the cat's sleeping. right, so yeah, I went out for a run the other day. And anybody who's a runner knows this, right? Now, I took what I call a tactical shit. So I always take like a tactical shit before a run. For one reason, it's less weight, so it makes me lighter.
Have you shits?
Have you ever held one?
No.
I'd say it's around about half a kilo or something. Is that right? Well, it's at least 500 grams or something, or I don't know, right? But why would you spend more money on buying shoes that are almost like you can barely touch them? They're that light. You know, you pay extra just to get a couple of grams off it. So I think it's a really smart thing to do. Like, take a shit and you've got less weight. That's why I don't wear watches. If you think about it, right, me as a runner, if I'm doing a competition, if I've got a watch on me, my ass, the cavity of my ass is full of shit, right? And I've got jewelry on. You know, if you weighed all that, you're probably talking a kilo, I'd say.
Maybe.
Right, well, anyway, so I took a tactical shit. And I was on there for about fucking 5-10 minutes. And then I was like, right, that's me done. I'm fine. I'm good to go. And then when I went there from a run, and any runners, they know this, and I don't know why it happens, but you could be fine, and all of a sudden, just your ass just goes, and the shit literally touches the rim of your ass, like the sphincter. Is that what you call it?
Sphincter.
and I thought, right, it's holding it in pretty well. I think I should be all right. And the more I ran, I was like, no, the walls are breaking thin here. So I ended up having to fucking take a shit, right?
In a field?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So
what did you use, wipe?
Well, to be honest with you, it was a cornfield. And you see the big leaves in cornfield? Like, when they're dead, they actually work perfectly.
That's disgusting.
But, yeah, hang on, right? But I had no choice. Like, anybody who's a runner knows that it catches you off guard, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Gets everything in motion, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I think that's what happened. And I think because I always hydrate before, I drink a lot of water, and I think that sort of, and then that activates your, because they're always running. It's not like a big fucking rock solid shite comes out. And because it's happened to me, I think it's happened to me before. And I was like, I'm not going to make it home. I'm going to have to shit in this field here. And I don't know if I talked about this in the last podcast.
Well, I don't really want to sit here and talk about shit.
Well, really. I'll talk to you about it then, because there was something else that happened just after that, which was pretty funny. So so I was like, right, I'm not going to make it home. I'm going to have to fucking shit. So I went around and started collecting leaves. And then, did the thing. And I don't know if you do this, but have you ever shit in a field or anything?
No.
You always turn around and you always look and you inspect the damage, basically. And I had these, like, red sort of tube things. Sorry if anybody's eaten, by the way. Sorry, not sorry. And I was thinking to myself, what the fuck did I eat? Like, what is that? And so after, like, wiping my ass, see the first wipe with them leaves, I was quite pleasantly surprised. I was like, fuck, that's nice.
That's disgusting. Because
it's like gritty. It's almost like toilet paper. So so I did that, and then covered up the evidence, if you like. And then I was fine after that, and I was really great. And with my run and going out, so I'm doing like a 3 mile run out and then 3 mile back, right? So I ran out, and the shite incident happened on the way back. And after the shit incident, I felt great. So I was running, and next thing you know, I whenever you're going through, and I think I said this on the last podcast, I don't know, but whenever I'm running back, there's like a gates you go through. And I was going through gates, and I was distracted because there was like a load of sheep in the distance in the field. And I thought I was just running through the field. So as I was running through the field, I started doing this funny stuff with the sheep. So I started giving the fingers and stuff because they were looking at all, like all 50 of them were sitting staring at me. And I started giving, first of all, I just gave it a middle finger, right? And then they kept looking at me. And then I was like giving it two fingers. And then it wasn't long before I was like running, giving them the middle fingers like this. And then I was giving them the wanker sign and I was going, what? What? You know, like squaring up to them and stuff. And all the sheep were just looking at me. And then I was doing, you know, like them things like Italians do where they flick their bottom of their chin. I was doing that and all. There was houses in the distance. I'm pretty sure if somebody's watching me, they're like, why the fuck is he giving my fucking sheep abuse? And the thing is, when I got to the end of the field, I realised that there was barbed wire and stuff. And I was like, fuck.
You've gone too far.
I went past worm. So I had to run back through the sheep, and as I was running back, I was apologizing to the sheep. I was going, sorry, mate, sorry, I didn't mean that. There, but see what I just did there? Honestly, I didn't mean to do that, and I was apologizing. So that probably would have looked even fucking weirder. And then, then there was the gate, and then fucking boom, I was back on track again. But yeah, that was my shit incident. Why did we even fucking talk about this?
Because I haven't really seen you.
No, but what brought us into this conversation? I'm going to have to play this back.
I don't even know, but I've had enough talking about shit now. Can we move on?
Right. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about what it's like being in a relationship. And we're going to share about the first time I heard Kirsty farting. Right. Moving on, guys. So.
Do you need to play an intro or anything?
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is we're going to get stuck straight into the topic. What do you reckon, Kirsty? So this is our thoughts about what it's like being in a relationship. Right, we're going to start off by saying a fact. What actually is a relationship? Take it away, Kirsty.
So the real meaning of a relationship is a connection between two or more people, typically based on trust, mutual respect, love and support. Relationships can vary in dynamics, can't they?
Yeah, I like the way it said two or more. In my own opinion, a relationship is between two people, not more.
Yeah, I know, the definition is, that's what I'm just reading, the definition.
I mean, there's long distance relationships. Do you think that works?
I think you've got to have a lot of trust and respect for each other, because in some senses before we moved in together it wasn't long distance, but you didn't, you know, you still lived an hour away.
That's fucking long. Especially when you're traveling every fucking week.
But you know, a lot of people do longer than that, so in some senses then, well, in our case I suppose it did work.
Yeah, but I mean, like, really long, like as in different countries.
That'd be quite difficult, wouldn't it? I don't know, because I've never experienced it, so I couldn't really comment. But technically we were in different countries, because I was living in Wales and you were living in England at the time.
Yeah, but it's only in our way. I'm talking like somebody who's in fucking Guatemala and then somebody else who's in fucking Nakashiki.
Yeah, but how would they even meet?
How? Hmm. What do you mean?
Well, how would they meet if they live in different countries?
Well, I mean, I've known people before who have been in a relationship and then their job has made them move or something like that. I mean, there was two teenagers I drew a couple of weeks ago, and they're like tennis. No, sorry, they were golf pros. Like, they were becoming golf pros. And the girl, she got scouted by some team in America. And then they're paying for her to go over there. And then she's like, and I was like, well, what are you going to do? And they're like, well, just have a long-term relationship. So he's going to be here, and he's a teenager, you know, and then she's going to be over there.
Yeah, but you don't, you know, if they really trusted in each other and invested in it, then they'll find a way to make it work, won't they? It all depends on their own situation and their own individual people, I think.
I don't know if anybody's watched Big Bang Theory, but have you seen the episode where Leonard and Priya move away and then Howard creates this fucking kissing device? Did you see that?
Yeah.
And then him and Raj are like fucking friends each other. That's pretty funny. I was gonna put that in the Facebook page, but no. I don't know. Is there a statistic on like how long a long distance relationship works?
Dunno. Can have a look.
Google. This podcast should actually be called Let Me Google It, because I didn't do any research.
No.
I said to myself on the last podcast, I'll do some fucking research. But yet, here we are. Right, well, should I play some theme tune or something while you're fucking typing?
I'm nearly there.
Relationships.
I'm reading. No, I don't really. Not that I can see.
Well, if you're in a long-term relationship, get in touch, guys. Stewscomedy.com.
It's not a long-term relationship. Long distance, isn't it? Hang on.
Stewscomedy.co.uk. Stewscomedy. Send in your questions. Are you in a long-term relationship? Is it working?
60% of couples in long-distance relationships are able to make it work.
60%?
That was done in 2018.
Well, fuck me. There you go.
So it just depends on the relationship themselves and the individuals that are in the relationship and how committed they are to each other.
Well, simple I think as. Yeah. Well, I think nowadays it's a lot easier because you can just fucking Skype or whatever. But
Skype. How old are you?
I know. I thought that myself since I said it.
Jesus Christ!
But can you imagine, like back in the day, like you were just sending fucking letters?
Well, like people had gone to war, didn't they?
Yeah, but that's war. That's
well, no, it's no difference. It's still a long-distance relationship. And actually worse, because you never knew if your partner or husband was going to come back. Husband in those days, wasn't it?
Mm. I bet you some fucking ways were like, I hope he doesn't fucking come back.
As in, like, I think culture has changed, hasn't it? Like, thinking about my mum and dad, you know, they met when they were 15. Got married when they were 18 and they've been together ever since. You know, very lucky. But they're one of the fewer ones now, aren't they? Like, a lot of relationships haven't got that commitment or that duration, really.
I know how your mum and dad met.
I don't want to hear anything.
He hit her over the head with a club and took her back took her back to his cave. They're that old, guys. They're that old. I mean, how long have they been together?
They've just had their 47th, I think, anniversary, wedding anniversary in October. This month. Yeah, beginning of this month.
47 years of living with Derek.
There's nothing wrong with him.
We've actually spoke more in his podcast than he's done this. Okay. He doesn't talk much, really. Unless he's had a bit of a fucking drink in him. Yeah, and he's a totally different person then, isn't he? How did they meet?
My granddad's and my dad's mum and dad ran the pub in the village that mum grew up, basically. So they met in the pub, I think.
Do you reckon, did he ask her out?
Don't really know.
Should we get them on?
They, I know my nan's and my mum's mum. I don't think she was too keen in the beginning because dad rode a motorbike.
Oh, right.
He wasn't too keen.
Did he have what do you call them? Stabilizers on the fucking thing?
He's still got bikes now.
Tassels in the fucking the handlebars.
Harleys.
I think from what I can remember, my mum saying her and my dad met at a roller disco.
Roller disco.
That's probably back in the day, isn't it? Yeah, because it would have been 70s or maybe late 70s, early 90s or early 80s, sorry. But yeah, imagine like rolling around in a roller disco and then
wouldn't that be better than what it is these days, just online?
I don't know. Well, I mean, there is a statistic that I think it's something like 80% of people getting married in these days have met online.
Mm.
So obviously online is where it's at. Like.
Where it's, yeah.
Well, whenever I, because obviously we met on Tinder, wasn't it?
Mm.
And what you don't know, Kirsty, was I was just swiping right for every fucker. And I'm being serious. I was swiping. And then one time I remember going onto the app and it was just like, you've matched with Cindy. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then turns out Cindy was a fucking transvestite. And I'm like, fuck, delete. And then it was like, yeah, you met with Kirsty. And I'm like, oh, right, okay. I think it was your eyes that did it for me, Kirsty. I was like, oh, she's got pretty eyes.
I swiped right on you because it said you were Irish. I didn't mind, your face is nice, but you on your profile it said you're Irish.
That is my USP, unique selling point. I remember going to the house the first time meeting you, and your hair was just fucking curly as fuck. That was the first thing I noticed about you. I was like, fuck me, look how curly her hair is. First date. What first date did we go on? I can't remember.
You came to mine.
There you go. Yep. But yeah, I think like relationships, they all have like a structure to it. So you have like the honeymoon period at the beginning, and then you move in with each other, and then you go out on dates and that kind of stuff, and then it gets to the point where it's just like, I need space. But space, I think space is good for a relationship.
I am the type of person, we don't see a lot of each other, really, because of work. I work during the week, you work at the weekends, so we don't see a lot of each other. But it does work like that.
You're just itching to say about how much I stay up at late at night, aren't you?
No, but I'm quite an independent person, and I quite like my own company. I don't need to be around someone all the time. So it doesn't bother me that you're... You know, but I do feel that if we do something, that it's quality time.
Oh, yeah.
And I think quality time is better than quantity.
Well, we get on well.
I think most of the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't be perfect all the time, can you? So.
I don't know about that. Speaking of, your own space and stuff you just said there, Kirsty, it just triggered something in my head. Like, sometimes if I'm doing weddings and I'm out on a night out or something like that, I'll say to Kirsty, I'm going to be night tonight, and I think you get it in your head, like, how many days I can sit and fucking do whatever I want. And then something changes where I finish early and I'm like, do you know what? I can't actually make it home. And I make it home and I don't even tell her. And as soon as I go through the door, the fucking look I get. What the fuck are you doing back?
Because, do you know what it is? And it's really, really boring. But, so... If I know that you're out for the night, I know that I'm not going to get disturbed in my sleep, and I know that I can get up early in the morning and I don't have to be quiet. That is literally all it is. There's nothing else.
What could you like?
I have the best sleep of my life when you don't come home.
Well,
because you don't disturb me when you come to bed.
I'll be honest with you, the amount of death stares I've got from you, there is times where I finish early and I'm like, I can either go home or I could just sit and chill. So, but I'm saying, it's sometimes on the flip side, Kirsty, I like to, whenever I have my breakfast or something like that, I like to stick on the TV, and there could be something like Bargain Hunt or something on TV. I love Bargain Hunt. And then I'll make myself some toast. I'll make some four rounds of toast, and I like to eat my toast in peace. And I'm sitting, as soon as I get into the first slice or the second slice, I'm just like, I can hear a car pulling up inside of the house. I look out and there she fucking is. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
But what time are you having breakfast, Neil?
Well, when I get up. moving on, right? So I think we're going to get on to a sensitive topic, shall we? So we're going to talk about the stuff that annoys each other in a relationship. Kirsty, do you want to do the honours and tell me what's the most annoying thing about me in our relationship?
I think you have several.
Pick one.
The biggest one is that you are a night owl.
Yeah.
And it's just...
creative mind, stay up.
Yeah, I know. And I know you work late most of the time, so I do give you some allowances, but...
Oh, thank you for giving me some allowances.
When you come to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's just a joke. Because I've got to get up in 3 hours. So if you come to bed earlier than 4, by the way, 5 to 4 last night, Neil...
Hey everybody, this podcast is sponsored by U-Tunes. Looking for something to make your wedding day extra special? Maybe you're hosting a corporate event, or even planning a birthday party, or a jago, or a bar mitzvah, the list goes on. Have you thought about hiring a caricature artist? Well, look no further than U-Tunes. U-Tunes offers a professional, full-time, multi-award-winning caricature artist on hand to draw and entertain you and your guests. Not only will they leave with a very unique keepsake from your event, they will also be entertained by the eye-watering, side-splitting stand-up comedy performed by the artist while he draws. Having a caricature artist at your event will definitely make it a unique experience for your guests. U-Tunes covers all over Britain and the Channel Islands, and their prices are reasonable and affordable. If you want to get more information about this, please get in contact with them through their website, utunes.co.uk. That's the letter U-T-O-O-N-E-S. www.wtns.co.uk or simply just Google U-Tunes. You can find them on all social media platforms as well. So get in touch, guys, and hire a caricature artist for your event. Back to the podcast. Sorry you got cut off there, Kirsty. I'm sure it was something interesting you were saying. So the thing that gets me, right, is yes, I go to bed late, but you think that me getting up sort of in the afternoon and stuff, I'm sleeping all day, but realistically, I'm only sleeping about 6 hours every night.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You get more sleep than me.
I get that. I do get that. But when I get up at like 7, because that's just my body clock, I can't help that. Like, you're a night owl, so you can't help that. But I can't do anything until you get up.
You can't?
I can't Hoover when you're sleeping.
Yes, whenever I ever said you can't.
Because you get really Mardy if anyone wakes you up.
Explain to everybody what the fuck Mardy means.
Cross. Fuming.
Right. When do you ever get up fuming? Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen that their fucking thing? Was it Cinderella, where she gets up and the birds come through the window and dresses her and stuff? That's me.
Yeah, no, it's not. It is. But I feel that I can't make noise while you're sleeping, so I feel like I'm sat here like.
Well, on the flip side, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I can feel like I can't make noise.
No, I know. It's just
I've held shits in till the next morning because I don't want you hearing it. I'm being serious.
Well, the light in the bathroom wakes me up anyway, so it's no difference now.
We need to fucking... Because that door...
Well, you said you were going to do that last week now.
Yeah, but no.
But you slept all day.
our bathroom door started making a noise at the bottom. I think it was something to do with the heat or something, swelling the fucking tiles up or whatever it was. And I fixed that. And now the top of the fucking door is making some sort of a weird...
I think the hinges need some oil, don't they?
Well, yeah, I've got some WD-40. I'll do it tomorrow. Right. And and then I tell you what, is it my turn now?
Yeah, you go.
Right,
go
so on, we've then. Got a fucking shed. And when we moved into this house, I thought to myself, yes, I've got a shed. I'm going to put stuff into it. How wrong was I?
No. I don't mind you putting stuff in there, but what is the majority in the shed, Neil? Rubbish.
Yeah, go. It's almost like a storage place, no, and then it goes into the skips.
No, it can go to pot. Like, you literally drive past the skips every day on the way to office. Like, why can't you just go in? I just don't understand it. We have recycling, but the empty cardboard boxes go in the shed.
This is. Do you know something, right? I'm the one with the issue. I'm trying to explain my issue, but yet I'm getting fucking shouted at here.
But
it's mad how you can flip that around, isn't it?
But it's true, though. It does frustrate me.
I know it does. I see that look every time I fucking come home whenever I'm not supposed to.
The last house we lived in, we had a cellar. And he did exactly the same with the cellar. And I would clear it out because it would really annoy me, and he would fill it back up.
How tall is the cellar?
Well, you could stand
about 2 foot
it.
Tall. I could stand in cheeky fucker.
So,
by the way, if I'm ever going to kill somebody, I would put them in that cellar because nobody would ever find me again. But the thing is, right? Yes, I do have a lot of cardboard boxes and stuff because I get a lot of stuff sent to the house for the business and stuff. But like, it started off with just putting stuff in there. And then, yes, it got a little bit crowded, and fuck me, did I know about it.
Every
single fucking day, shed, shed.
I don't do it every
shed.
Day.
Pretty much every day.
I haven't said anything about the shed.
Kirsty, I spent £100 to get a skip just to clear the fucking shed to shut you up.
You told me in August that you were getting a skip to clear the shed, but you haven't yet, and it's October.
See, no, I already got one. I emptied it.
Yeah, and who's filled it back up?
It's not even that full.
It is. Well, I can't get the shears to cut the hedge.
Have you tried putting them in the front of the shed?
Why can't I get to the back of the shed to get them out?
Why can't you not?
Because I refuse to move your shit.
My shit's in a field and fucking in a cornfield somewhere in Wales. But it's mad how I would say about 90% of the stuff was mine, and then when you started nagging me about it, it went from like 90% to 80%, and over time it just went down to like 20%.
No, you've got
and
more
then
stuff
yours
than
me. Went up. Right, yours went up to like fucking 40, and I can guarantee you, if I go in that shed right now, half the shit's yours.
I'm not denying that I haven't got stuff in the shed, right? But they're all uses. Like, yours is just rubbish. There's a gazebo in there that you never use. Why is it in there?
Kirsty,
you've got two gazebos in there.
No, hang on a second, right? There's a fucking...
you've got a red one and a grey one.
I still got that grey one.
No, the grey ones that you use in the black bag, but you've got the red one still in there, and you don't use it, so it's taking up space.
Well, what the
HMS thingy dingy's in there?
No, don't even bring HMS thingy dingy in this. So for anybody who doesn't know, right, HMS thingy dingy is my inflatable two-man dingy. Know what you call it?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's inflatable boat, isn't it?
Yeah, so I have HMS thingy dingy one, and you had Titanic, I believe, wasn't it? And the reason why we called it Titanic because it fucking sank in its maiden voyage. We went out to, I think it was Aberystwyth, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then we went out. It was fucking sunny as fuck. We got a few ciders and beers and stuff, mate. And then you had a two-man dinghy, I had a two-man dinghy. And then we went out and then we sort of tied them together. And we just fucking, the ocean was just calm as hell, wasn't it? And we were just sitting there sunbathing for ages.
That's the only time I've enjoyed those boats. The rest of the time it's been traumatic.
I'm going to get into that in a minute. So yeah, and then it was nice and calm and everything was great, and then we were just fucking pedaling around, and then as soon as we got to the shore, I got out of mine perfectly, and then as you were getting out, all your fucking thing blew up. Just fucking, at least we didn't have to fucking deflate it or anything.
I think it was because I didn't have a change of clothes, did I? So I didn't want to get wet. So I was trying to get out of it like carefully so I didn't get wet.
Well, what happened to my HMS thingy dingy one? Like, I think I just wanted a new one, didn't I?
I think so.
So I caught. So we went out to, we got the boats local, and it's the same ones pretty much. And so yours was Titanic 2. Mine was HMS thingy dingy 2. And we actually wrote with a permanent marker on the fucking dinghies, HMS thingy dingy 2. So we had this idea. So there's this thing called Island I had this idea called, there's a thing called Island Erin, and I had an idea of us doing it. And basically what Island Erin is you get in a boat and then you go out to an island and then you camp on it overnight. And that's pretty much what it is. So I was like, Kirsty, you want to go to an island and camp on it? And you were like, fucking no.
I just go along with it because I sometimes think, oh, well, actually, we're spending time together, so I feel that I need to go. But I don't think I really enjoy these things.
Right, but anyway, so we went to Newquay.
No,
so
we went to Langrannog.
Fucking excuse you. I thought it was Newquay.
It's past Newquay.
How far past it?
I don't know. I can Google it.
Well, how long does it take to get from where you said to Newquay?
I don't know, 10, 15 minutes?
There you go. So we went to Newquay, and so we got three dinghies. We got one for me, one for her, and then one for our kit. And we went to the beach, and we picked our island. We could see it in the distance, and we were like, right, here we go. So we put all our kit in one dinghy, and then we inflated the other ones, and then we both got into each dinghy, and then we actually had a few people watching us, didn't they? Because they couldn't believe what we were doing.
Yeah.
And because there was a bit of a wave.
Bit of a wave.
Okay, there was a few. There was a fucking what do you call it? Tsunamis, little mini tsunamis. And these this old couple was like, they were interested. What are you doing? And we're like, see that island over there? Hi, we're going island there and all that. And they were like, oh, this is amazing. All good on you and stuff. And then once we got past once we get into the water and then past the main waves sort of thing, and then we're a little bit calmer, they all started fucking cheering, didn't they?
Yeah.
And so we paddled out, and we didn't get that far away from the island. And then who turns up?
I do think that there was quite a way to the island.
No, we were nearly there.
And how were we going to get on the island?
We were going to cross that bridge when we get to it. But we were interrupted in our travels by none other than who?
The lifeguard.
Who are they?
The RNLI.
Shout out RNLI coming to our rescue, because apparently the tide was going and would have swept us out to the fucking sea. Now, when they came, we had what they did was they actually didn't come out in their massive boats or whatever. They came out in like fucking surfboards, and they were like, "Yeah, we're not telling you to go back, but we're advising you." And it was almost like, you know, your mum when she's like, I'm not angry.
Well, I
at
think
you. I'm disappointed.
I'd had enough by then, Neil.
Yeah. And
there was jellyfish in there.
We'll learn how to fucking row then. Because I was fucking ferrying our kit and you.
It's not my fault that I haven't got very good coordination.
You told me you fucking knew how to do it. Anyway, but so the fucking guys, the two of them came up to us, and then one of them was like, we'll take you back, because of the way the tide was.
The current was really strong.
Yeah, the current was really strong. So we're basically, we're pedaling like mad, but going nowhere. So they're like, what we'll do is we'll tow you back, basically. So one guy connects to me, and then one guy connects to Kirsty. And he's like, if you could pedal, and then I'll pedal, whatever, and then we'll get to the end. I'm like, no sweat. So me and him are fucking, we're both pedaling back, and honestly, we were at cruising altitude. We got into, broke into a little conversation with each other, and we looked back, and
so poor, funny.
That poor man was fucking hanging out. His face was bright red. He was putting all his fucking effort. I remember looking back at one point, Kirsty, and you were just like lounge position. You were just chilling, and this guy was fucking trying to get you back.
I was trying to ride.
Me and him were like fucking taking the piss out of it. Like, and then we got back to the beach. Everybody that clapped us seen us getting fucking dragged back. And then me and the guy that brought me back, we must have stood on the beach watching Kirsty and the other guy coming back for about 15, 20 minutes. And me and
he
him were just
like, shall we get the lifeboat out? No.
But do you know what was really funny? The guy that brought me back didn't go back out and help him. We just stood and watched this happen. And then, but I think whenever we got back, they did give us a bit of a telling off, didn't they? But the man that brought you back told us off more. I think he was just frustrated. But yeah, so memories. That's the history of HMS Thingy Dingy 2. Is Titanic 2 still in there? Or have you fucking popped that too?
I don't know. I think it's in there.
All right. But yeah, so, I mean, the way you've nagged at it for so long, even if I put a fucking, I don't know, something small and tiny, like there's a tiny box that's behind you that.
You put two empty boxes in there yesterday, Neil.
Yeah, I know. You hear the way she fucking said that? But I've got a little box here that
can go in the recycling box. It doesn't have to go in the shed.
But I need, so basically what I'm holding in my hand here is the interface that I got for this podcast. And it's a small little box because it's a portable interface and I need it.
Well, go and put it in the office then.
I haven't got room in the office. I've got room in the fucking shed.
You know that. No, you've got room in the office.
Kirsty, how small is that?
Oh, go and put it up above there or something.
Why can't I put it in the shed?
Because it'll be thrown out.
It won't be thrown out. It will. It'll be stored like next to HMS Thingy Dingy 2.
If it's on the shelf, then that's fine. If it's in an orderly fashion, I can get in there and get me gardening shears, then it's fine.
I've just found a loophole. I'm going to put every fucking thing on the shelf.
That's fine.
Well, why didn't you tell me about this magical fucking shelf in the first place?
Because you should be tidy.
But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to black out the windows in the shed. I'm going to remove any sort of light in there. I'm going to fuck you in there. Lock it. I'm going to, like, so there's no light. I'm going to play some white noise just constantly. And I'm going to leave you in there with no fucking food. There's... I mean, I'm going
to
give
really
you some.
Flimsy,
hang on,
to get out.
I'm speaking here, okay? I'm going to make it impossible for you to get out. I'm going to chain you to. I'm going to chain you upside down. I'm going to even blindfold you, even though it's dark. I'm still going to blindfold you anyway. I'm going to play white noise, and I'm going to keep you in there for, I'd say, 6 months. And just feed you, like, do you know what, I'm not even going to feed you, I'm just going to, well, you need food, so I'm just going to fucking, I know, like, rotten apples and stuff, and then I'm going to put a drainage system in it, so anytime it rains, that's where you get your water from. That's my joke, I did that earlier on the podcast, excuse me. But anyway, I'm trying to tell you I'm going to torture you, right? So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to put, like, a drainage system, so... You pray for rain to come down, and you're panicking every day, because if there's no rain, you're going to fucking die of starvation.
Yeah, we live in Wales.
Yeah, you'll be probably one of the most hydrated people in the world, basically. But yeah, and then I'm going to keep you in there for like 6 months, and then when you come out, I'm just going to let you out, and I'm just going to pretend nothing happened, and then you're going to be so traumatised by what happened inside that shed, that the second shed is even mentioned, you're just going to be like, panic mode, and just forget about it, like,
No, I don't think that would happen. I think you're in your dreamland.
Well, there's only one way to find out, isn't there?
Whatevs.
So, that's the fucking shit. we're coming up to almost an hour here, so I think I'm going to leave you with one last thought. I have been with... Right, let's go back. So, I'm with Kirsty. For the first 6 months... I did not hear Kirsty fart once.
Yeah, but I didn't see you every day.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, any time I was with you for 6 months, I never heard you fart. I've been with you long enough in one day that a bodily function should slip out. Right? And I... What was your excuse all the time?
Well, I did burp a lot of the time.
Well, that's one excuse. But what was the other one? About you being a lady?
I told Neil that ladies don't fart.
Right. So she said to me, I don't fart, I'm a lady. And I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are, Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, but you believe me.
Well, after 6 months of not hearing anything, I was just like, maybe she doesn't fart. I actually did question it. I was like, because you do burp a lot. And I was like, fuck, maybe she doesn't fart. And then, after 6 months, we just randomly walked past Gala Bingo, didn't we?
No, we were in Nottingham, weren't we, for the weekend.
Okay, and then you were just like, oh, bingo, and I don't know whose idea it was to go in there.
I think it was probably yours.
Probably. And then, so we went in to play a bit of bingo, and fuck me, first time I ever played bingo, and that was I was a nervous wreck, like... The guy was calling out the numbers, like 17, and I was like, we're 17, and he was like 44, and I'm like, hang on a second, mate, I haven't found 17 yet, and then he's like 72, and I'm like, fuck, mate, and remember, I was panicking, like, fuck, and this woman, this old woman came over to me, and she starts stamping my fucking sheet, and there you go, son, I was like, thanks, so we actually went out the back, because I wanted to have a smoke, I smoked at the time, check out the Smoking and Vaping podcast that I did a couple episodes ago, it's a good one, And I went, we went outside, and there was like an outside one where there was like a speaker, and then there was like these tablet sort of things, and you were fucking pressing these buttons or whatever, like 17 and stuff like that. That was easy. And it's almost like, because we're sitting facing each other right now, we were sitting facing each other outside, and I just remember looking at you, and I was listening for these numbers, and all I hear is a massive fucking...
I
looked up, and I was like... Was that you? And then you just start bursting out laughing. In the meantime, this guy was still calling out the fucking numbers. And I was like, you completely distracted me. And I, even to this day, I still think I had a bingo that time. And you cost me like 50 quid.
Yeah, but yours was worse.
Hang on, we're on to you first here. So that was the first time. And then I remember the second time. The second time was more devastating. Because once you broke that seal, that was it then. Because ever since then, you Kirsty, I'd be standing here in the fucking living room and you just walk right past me. And as you're walking past me, not even like, no nothing. Last night, before you went to bed, Kirsty, you stood at that fucking hallway. And I don't know if it was because the acoustics of the hallway, but all I heard was a massive fucking... Oh, just woke up the cat. It was loud. And but the second time I heard you fart was the most devastating one because...
Was that a smelly one?
That was a smelly one. It was in the car. And you were like, excuse me. And then all of a sudden, the fucking smell hit me. But you're...
in my defence, though, that, like, my farts generally don't stink. The odd one does, but...
And they fucking
really...
they do
but
stink.
They're not really smelly, though.
Smelly, smelly.
Not like yours.
I'm a man. I'm supposed to fart.
Yeah, but remember the service station.
Oh yeah, this is a good one.
I don't know where we were traveling. Were we going to Belfast or something?
Yeah, we were going.
And we'd called in at the service station, and we're in the queue. And I think he actually said to me, like, "Oh, I've got to slip one out." So we're standing in the queue, like busy queue. I mean, there was probably at least 7 people in the queue. So he farts, thinking it was going to be a quiet one, but it wasn't. It was really, really loud. So we're there, like, giggling away like 2 children. But then the smell hits. Knowing that we were in a queue of like 7 people and they were going to smell that. We were just giggling. And you know, as I would do, because I was second party and I was a lady, and I was like, oh, Neil, that's disgusting. Making sure that everyone knew it wasn't me. And the man standing behind us literally just leant over and said, I'm saying nothing.
It's one of them ones, though. You can never guess a fart. I was just like, oh, I feel one coming. I'm like, ah, it's gonna be one of them ones that's like that. And then yeah, it was quite loud, wasn't it? And then the thing that made me laugh was that It stunk so bad and nobody could move. Everybody had to fucking take it in. But yeah, no, but I'm a man, I fart. That's the way it is.
Well, everyone farts. It's a bodily function. Unless you've got like a stoma bag.
Well, apparently you didn't fart for the first 6 months of our fucking relationship.
Well, it just happened that way.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, well, there you go, guys. So that is my thoughts on a relationship, and that is also Kirsty's thoughts on a relationship. I don't think we really touched on it.
We were too busy nagging each other and talking shit generally.
Maybe we should do like a special edition, just chatting shit, and then with Kirsty, you know.
That's just your life.
Huh?
Chat shit all the time.
Stewie's chat shit podcast. But there you go. So... but there we go, bang on an hour. Hope you all like this, guys. Sorry if the sound quality isn't the best. I need to get bigger headphones, and I can't believe the fucking cat's asleep now. Why couldn't you have been like that at the start?
He's literally flying.
So this has been it's been the first one with a special guest. I think it's went well. Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. We do have further guests planned, which is going to be good crack, I think. Drink's going to be involved and stuff, so it's going to be hilarious. And then we're definitely doing this one again. What do you reckon, Kirst?
Maybe. We'll see.
We're leaving everybody on a fucking cliffhanger. Are you doing one or not?
Oh, you've got to sometimes leave on a cliffhanger, haven't you?
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. So enjoy hanging off that cliff, everyone. Any last thoughts?
No.
There you go. Thanks, everybody, for joining. So, tune into the next one. The next one we're going to do together is definitely going to be about the cat, isn't it?
Has to be, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know when that's going to be. No. I don't know when that's going to be, but look forward to that, guys. And yeah, thanks for joining. So thanks from me, and thanks from
me.